This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
4 o'clock hour. I'm guessing that's a little message to Whittingham for shouting go Oilers on this radio station. How dare he? Many texters calling for Whitty to be banned over shouting go Oilers as he was signing off there at the end. Josh Appel is with us for a couple hours today and talking a little Panthers hockey because we know it'll be the Edmonton Oilers. I was reading yesterday to Solana, Paul Bissonnette, after the game, he had tweeted, Barkov gonna Barkov, absolute horse. What can you say about Sasha Barkov? As a guy who's watched him down here for years, he's a legit superstar. He should probably be, and I'm not saying he's not beloved in South Florida, he should probably be beloved more, no?
Yeah, I remember before they had won the cup and made it to the cup, these previous 2 years, there was a faction of the fan base who would get very frustrated with him in the postseason. And to me, I the way he represents this organization, the way he plays, he does so many things that even if he's not scoring, he's contributing in a massive way. We talk about how Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews were held at bay again when the Panthers played them. That's because for the majority of the series, they're matched up against Alexander Barkov and Sam Reinhart, right? So if Alexander Barkov can cancel out the other team's top line, that opens things up for the Bennett line and the Marchand line and now the amazing Nosek fourth line that has been able to produce offensively as well. He does so many things so well at an elite level. And you hear Bill Zito, you hear Paul Maurice when they get asked about the culture in the room, and they say it all starts with Alexander Barkov because of the way he carries himself, but because he treats every single person. I know this might be sound like a cliche, but he treats every single person, whether you're the guy he plays with on the top line or a guy who's on the fifth line with the scratches. We call it the fifth line. There is no real fifth line, but the guys who aren't in the lineup treats them all the same. You wouldn't know walking into the room which guy is the one who scratched every night and which guy plays with him on the first line. And that's a huge part of the culture that they've built. And I think it's such a good yin and yang with Tkachuk and Barkov leadership wise, right? Like Tkachuk likes to be the face and the guy who goes on Pat McAfee and does all the public appearances, and Barkov plays hockey and he sets the example and he leads by example. And, you know, you remember early in the Lightning series when he took the hit from Brandon Hagel, you see the way the guys step in to protect him. Sometimes it's an elbow to the face and a suspension, but that's what he breeds here. He is as important of a player to this franchise as maybe any in the history of this city.
How about that? By the way, that is your Road to a Repeat, which is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. I will remind you, everything you need to know about the Florida Panthers and the Stanley Cup final and getting tickets. It's all up at floridapanthers.com. Click on Playoff Central and you will get all the info. I believe single game tickets went on sale about an hour and 7 minutes ago because I think it was 3 o'clock today. So I think single game tickets are available right now on SeatGeek. And we will have every game for you on this radio station, 560 QAM. I'm watching right now University of Miami in the Hattiesburg Regional. They are leading 3-0 after the first inning. I bet the over in this game, 10.5.
Good start.
I love college baseball overs. Yeah, good start. If you extrapolate it out, that's 27 runs by the end of the game, no?
Easy win. You can turn it off.
Yeah, I'm going to. In fact, I'm going to. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Yeah, shout out to Danny Cuvée, who hit a three-run ding-dong. Canes baseball Twitter account is calling him Danny Dingers.
Love Danny Dingers.
Yeah.
If only it was Matt Mervis.
So we were talking about Dairy Queen in the past couple hours, and I pulled off a very questionable decision yesterday that I want to bring
that
to
shirt?
The attention of everybody. How much did you pay for that Matas Buzelis sweatshirt that you're wearing?
This Matas Buzelis hoodie is fire, man. Don't talk to me about shirts with your little Tetris thing working.
Yeah. I thought you loved Tetris, Hawk. I thought you would appreciate
it. I do love Tetris. I just wouldn't wear it on a shirt.
So yesterday, we've been talking about Dairy Queen forever.
Young people love Tetris?
No.
It was a good movie on Apple TV.
He's got a way of slowing things down. Yeah.
Yeah, I said Tetris.
He's got, I mean, but we're talking about the video game. You know, we're talking about the video game, not the movie of the making of the video game.
No. I don't think young people like Tetris. I know there's an app where you can play Tetris. It decided one of my fantasy football league draft orders.
Oh, and that's a good way to do it.
Well, I boycotted it. I refuse. Really? I said, look, this isn't 1998. I'm not playing Tetris on my iPhone.
If it were only 1998. Tetris is such a good game. Jimmy, you like Tetris?
Love Tetris. I play it on the Switch.
Tetris, great. You do?
Yes, they have a...
To this day?
Yes, they have a Game Boy app on the Switch, and you can play the old Tetris.
Why?
I got to get a Switch. I can play Game Boy on the Switch? Like the old black and white Game Boy?
Yeah, but you'll be out of luck because they're coming out with a Switch 2, so...
Yeah, I'm going to get them both.
Go for it.
Can you get the two if you've never seen the one?
Of course.
Cross-compatible. I moved into an apartment once when I was single because if you signed a lease, the bonus was a Game Boy. And all I wanted to do was play Tetris. I was like, yeah, I'll sign this lease. I wonder what it was back then. It was like a two-bedroom apartment. I think it was two-bedroom, two-bath. I bet it was like $650 a month. You know, it was like probably nothing.
And they threw in a Game Boy? That's a phenomenal deal.
And they threw in a Game Boy.
Yeah. I salute
that's
you.
That's a great closer to sign that deal.
Yeah.
Some places offer like first 2 months free. This one, though. Game Boy with Tetris.
There were like three choices. I remember. I think the name of the apartments were Reflections up in West Palm Beach by the I think a financial amphitheater.
I think a financial amphitheater.
I think now I'm thinking about Mario Brothers. That's what happened there because thinking of a Game Boy. I think a financial amphitheater. I think it was Reflections on Belvedere. It was on Belvedere. But yeah, there were like several choices you could make if you signed a lease. And of course, I was getting the Game Boy.
Well, anyways, I won a Dairy Queen last night. And I used to live 2 minutes away from a Dairy Queen. I used to live on Kendall Drive, and there was one on Kendall Drive and 117 Avenue. I moved, though, near the zoo. There used to be, in Country Walk, a Dairy Queen. So yesterday, I told my fiance, hey, I want Dairy Queen. I want an Oreo Blizzard. Let's go. We got in the car. We drive to Country Walk. That Dairy Queen has since closed. I didn't know. I never go.
How do these Dairy Queens close? It's crazy to me. The overhead has to be so low. I don't, because there was one in Boca, but I mean, it closed 20 years ago. Like, how does a Dairy Queen close?
Crazy. But now I'm pissed off because I wanted Dairy Queen. I wanted ice cream. So we start Googling like ice cream places. And truthfully, I didn't want ice cream that bad to drive like 20 minutes to go get ice cream. So
you have to drive 20 minutes to get ice cream?
It was like 15 there and then 15 back.
Worth it.
It just, no. So I said, let's just go home. And as we're driving home, there's a racetrack, you know, gas station racetrack. I said, you know what? Let's pull in here. I'll get us a couple Snickers ice cream bars.
A bomb pop.
And a bomb pop. And we'll call it a night. I walk in to this racetrack and they have a Swirl World in the racetrack.
Yeah.
So it's frozen yogurt. Serve yourself. And this isn't the frozen yogurt, the Froyo, where they weigh it. It's just $4.99. However much you can put in this cup,
go to
$4.99.
Town.
Go to town. Yeah. Here's where it gets dicey. You know, when you go to a Froyo spot, you can add your own toppings. But usually it's in a toppings bar and there's like a person overseeing the toppings bar.
Yeah, the racetrack and the pilot, it's willy-nilly.
The racetrack has a toppings bar, but it's do-it-yourself toppings bar.
Right.
I did it myself. But as I'm eating this, I'm thinking to myself, should I have trusted a gas station do-it-yourself toppings bar that those toppings have been available to everybody in the public for probably days and has not been changed out. And so I did.
To run around second, by the way, top of the second. So what'd you top it with?
Reese's, peanut butter. Like they chopped it up.
Yeah.
Gummy bears and M&Ms.
I do not understand putting the gummy bears in ice cream.
Fire. Absolutely fire. But would you trust a public toppings bar at a gas station?
Here's the thing. I would like to say no, but if I'm getting the ice cream there, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna walk away from the toppings bar. What are we doing here?
Yeah, we're dealing with the consequences of that later. And honestly, let's be honest, the body's gonna get rid of whatever you put in your system from the Froyo at the gas station anyway. So I don't think any long term effects are gonna be there anyways.
But how about this? Speaking of what we were talking about yesterday with Coach Larinaga. Bluebell ice cream, which I think might be the premier ice cream. Bluebell, you know, like the ice cream you buy in a store. They have just announced cookie cake ice cream.
Wow. But question.
Cookie cake ice cream. This checks all the boxes. You get your ice cream. I get my cookie cake. I love Bluebell. This checks all the boxes.
But what is the difference between cookie dough and cookie cake ice cream?
Well, one of them's cookie dough and one of them's cookie cake.
Right, but am I getting cookies in the... Isn't that the same taste?
I don't know. How about I let Bluebell figure it out?
Well, this is some ingenious thing. They just made an ice cream that already exists under a different name.
Yeah, how about I leave it to Bluebell, okay? I got to go over the ingredients now with you?
Yes.
Yeah, how about I leave it to Bluebell? You go buy your cookie dough. I'll leave it to Bluebell to figure out how to make it taste like a cookie cake.
If I want cookie cake flavored dessert, I'll just get a damn cookie cake. Enough.
Well, certainly, if I could buy a cookie cake, I'm going to get that over ice cream every day of the week.
You can really eat cookie cake without a scoop of ice cream on top? That's something you can do?
I don't think I've ever had cookie cake with a scoop of ice cream on top.
What is that? That's crazy, man. That's absolutely crazy.
What do you mean that's crazy? No one's ever put ice cream on a cookie cake.
Why not? You put ice cream on top of a brownie as well. It just makes it better. Ice cream makes every dessert better.
If you're talking about a Pazookie.
Well, no, I'm not talking about, we've had the Pazookie debate before as well. I'm not talking about a Pazookie. I'm talking about slice of cookie cake and you pull out vanilla Bluebell ice cream, scoop of that right on top, makes the cookie cake way better. It just does.
I disagree. Too much.
Yeah, never done. Never been done.
The Florida Panthers are headed back to the Stanley Cup Final, and we know who they're going to play, by the way. The Edmonton Oilers, who finished off their series with the Dallas Stars, who stink, in five yesterday.
So you got toppings at the racetrack topping bar?
Public toppings bar, got toppings at the racetrack topping bar, and I don't know. Like, I'm fine today. I've
somebody
been good.
Texted in, congrats on the syphilis.
Yeah. That's my concern. Should I have trusted a gas station toppings bar?
I mean, so far, so good.
The racetrack to me is the most American place there is in this country, by the way. It serves everybody. Like, you stand outside a racetrack, you just watch the people, your people watching, the people that come in.
It's a fascinating place because, and I'm not talking about the Buc-ee's, right, which we know are silly. You go to a racetrack, there's what, 16 gas pumps.
Yeah.
You walk inside, there's a pizza bar, mm-hmm. right? They've got pizzas, I mean, spread out. They got taquitos. Mm-hmm. They got hot dogs. They got the swirly yogurts. They got ices. Like, it really, like, yeah, you can get hats donuts and shirts. Too. Donuts. I mean, they got it all. Coffee. They have the, you know, 18 different coffees. They got all the coffee toppings and all the different kinds of creamers. Like, it really is. Racetrack and Pilot. I don't know if they're competitors or of the same parent company, but the racetracks and the Pilots, they're very similar gas stations.
I trust a racetrack gas station bathroom.
Yes.
As well. For some yes. reason, I
a they public... have a sign. If you're not happy with the condition of this bathroom, and it's got an actual person's name and number,
mm-hmm.
yeah. call Fred, and it's got the number. And I oftentimes call just to tell them it looks great. Because how many calls do you think they get for that? Almost none.
Just uplifting them on a random.
Hey, Fred. My name is Mark. I'm using the bathroom at the the Pilot on State Road 60. I'm headed over to Tampa right now. And I just want to tell you, it's fantastic. Towels are fully stocked. I'm happy with the condition of the sink and the toilets and the urinals. And I just wanted to tell you that. Have a nice day.
You know, the trucks that have how's my driving or report bad driving, it has a 1-800 number.
Yeah.
And then each truck is labeled with a code, right? 812. Have you ever called that number if some jerk off cuts you off? Have you ever been upset enough to call that number to rat that person out?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I feel, I'm 55, so I've been driving since I was 16. What is that? 80 years?
Yeah, 16, I think 78. 26,
36, 46, 56. So 39 years. Been driving for 39 years. I feel as if I've called that once. I think I've called.
So here's my move. I've done this several times. Say like a UPS truck driver cuts me off. I'll never cost somebody their job. It's just not in my DNA. That truck driver could literally wave a gun at me. And like I can't cost that person their job. I don't know what that person's been through. It's not in my nature, but I'll pretend.
Literally have spent a year and a half calling for Chris Greer to lose his job.
Yeah, that's fair. Let me rephrase. I wouldn't cost anybody who's not a general manager.
The running theme of his narrative for a year and a half is this guy must be fired from his job.
Well, if Chris Greer drove trucks, then I would support him.
Actually, maybe the Dolphins should have a number like that, and right. It corresponds with the number of the player on the field. If you have a problem, how is this offensive lineman playing? This number. You look up in the suite, it's Chris Greer answering his phone. Hello. Yeah, I'm calling him out 72.
So they have this number on the back of their truck. Somebody cuts me off, you know, a little road rage incident. I'll pick up my phone. I'll drive up to that car and I'll pretend like, hey, I'm calling about you, jackass.
Great move.
I'm calling
that's
about
great,
you.
That's a great move.
I'm not actually calling, but now that person's sweating.
Right.
Oh, man. That's my actions move. Have led to somebody calling. And now for the next, I don't know, 24 hours, they think somebody has reported them to their superior.
They're waiting for the other shoe to drop.
They're sweating.
Yeah.
That's my move. Yeah.
I like that.
What if it was me driving?
I would just crash right into you, Jimmy.
Now, are you saying what if it was you driving a big rig?
Yeah.
Because that I would love to see. I would love nothing more than to see you get your trucker's license and drive cross country hauling loads.
What is it, the CDL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a phenomenal reality TV show. Jimmy training.
Call one of these truck driving training companies and ask them what's required of getting a CDL.
The big news in sports, other than the Stanley Cup final matchup being set, Panthers, Oilers, game one will be Wednesday, June 4th. The New York Knicks have forced a game six series shifts back to Indiana tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. Pacers can try to close out the Knicks' second opportunity, but the New York Knicks yesterday led by Jalen Brunson.
What the line is for Game Six?
No, I haven't.
All right, don't look. Hold on. Let's guess. What do you think it is?
Pacers minus 4.5.
See here.
I'll go Pacers minus 6.5.
Pacers minus 4. what would you play right now?
I think Zach Gelb's theory on our show yesterday is, or 2 days ago, is going to come true. I think the New York Knicks are going to force a game seven and somehow, some way, blow it.
Yep. On Make their you home believe court. That yeah. somehow they've come back from this deficit. They're a team of destiny and then get blowed out at Madison Square Garden.
So glorious.
Chalamet courtside, head in hands. Susie Essman from the third row.
I have a story here from the New York Post of who was there last night. Celebs pack MSG. Let's see. You had Timothy Chalamet, as you mentioned, and his girlfriend, Kylie Jenner.
They were getting a little handsy during
the game. Miles Teller. Miles Teller, you know him?
Yeah.
Philly guy.
Top Gun, right?
Yeah.
The second one, yeah.
Ben Stiller, Spike Lee.
He's in War Dogs,
Tracy
too, by the way.
Morgan.
Miles Teller. Hawk, you love War Dogs.
Love War Dogs. Gail King was there.
Legend.
Shaboozy was there. Why are you laughing at Shaboozy?
What song do you think they played when they showed him on the big screen?
Right. I mean, it's like my son's favorite joke. Hey, Shaboozy's on this show. Oh, what song do you think he'll do?
It's so funny. I remember after he performed at Thanksgiving, I remember thinking to myself, because every one of the three or four songs he played all sound like the bar song. And so everybody in the crowd is like eagerly anticipating the bar song. And then he starts singing
everyone
different lyrics. Every single one sounded like it was going to be the bar song.
That was me at home watching with my family. And every time he would start a song, I would say to Lori, "Oh, this is the big hit. Watch this." Because she didn't know who Shaboozy was. So I go, "This is the big hit." And then I'm like 40 seconds into each song. And I'm like, man, I don't think this is it. It really sounds like it, but I don't think this is it. Michael Imperioli was there. Amy Legend. Schumer was there. You love Sopranos.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if Appel loves Sopranos.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do. He's great. It's great. Yeah.
No, I was Solana just watched it for the first time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just watched it for the first time and I've gone through it twice already. Like I loved it so much the first time. I go back and I rewatch the entire thing. Amazing. Christopher.
Who was that? Was that Adriana?
Yeah. Christopher.
That's the worst impersonation I've ever heard of anything in my life.
Christopher.
What are you doing?
That's Adriana. Christopher.
What?
Christopher.
The worst thing I've ever heard.
That's literally Adriana. Christopher.
Are you even?
Champions League final tomorrow. Inter Milan versus Paris Saint-Germain at 3 p.m. And Inter Miami does host Columbus tomorrow at 7:30. The Marlins have a weekend series versus the San Francisco Giants. Game one
the
tonight.
Marlins.
7:10 p.m. And our friend Matt Mervis seems to be gone. No longer on the team. He will reportedly be DFA'd by the team. Unless it's been made official.
They put out the roster moves.
Oh, they did.
Damn. So he's officially DFA'd, which means, right, he will not be a Marlin ever again, Appel? Or
it's possible, but unlikely at the
unlikely.
Moment.
And why wouldn't they just send him down?
I believe one of the guys they called up from AAA was not on the 40-man roster, so they had to make room on the 40-man, and Matt Mervis being DFA'd was the corresponding move.
Gotcha. Very sad. I'm not lying. I'm very sad.
This is one of those moves an organization makes that they'll regret for years to come,
oh,
in my opinion.
100%. This is trading Babe Ruth to the Yankees.
Yeah.
Hope you're happy, McCullough.
They're going to win 9 in a row.
They're going to lead the majors in home runs.
Liam Hicks is going to take over his reps at first base, probably. And I mean, this Liam Hicks.
So what happened with Mervis? I mean, this is what happened in Chicago, from what I understand. But what happened? Like, he has the potential to be a long ball hitter, but
teams adjust to his cold zones, essentially, for lack of a better way of putting it. And he was just unable to adjust back, right? Like, he had a great start, obviously. I think he was leading the team in homers for a while.
He was.
And, yeah, and then teams kind of figured out the best way to get him out, and he was unable to adapt to that. He had a lot of trouble with the fastball, and that was all she wrote.
But this season, Appel, no joke, this season, correct me if I'm wrong, is about evaluating talent anyways, right?
Yeah.
Guys like Agustin Ramirez, Stowers, like they're evaluating who they believe could be legitimately good young players for a core moving forward that's not going to be paid handsomely. Did they already make a determination on Mervis? Like, yeah, this guy's just not going to be a major league
pro. Like, we can't help him.
You know, I don't know if they ever thought that he was going to be one of those guys. I think it was, hey, let's take a flyer on him. We're giving up Vidal Brujan. We have a million Vidal Brujans in our system. Like, Javier Sanoja has been a better version of that for them this year. And so you take a flyer on a guy that has showed some pop in the big leagues and in AAA. And if it works out, great. You may have found a diamond in the rough. If not, this is the result.
Hurricanes leading Alabama, by the way, 4-0 after 2.5.
But in other words, they don't think he has a future in the big leagues, right? Because
they made a determination early on.
Right, like if they thought, hey, right now he's just not good enough, but we're not going to DFA him this season. It's not like they're in the mix to go win a wild card spot and they need to go and replace him right now with a legitimate bat. So they're going to hang on to him. They'll stash him in the minors. Like, they literally made a determination. Hey, this season doesn't matter. We're just trying to find young talent. This guy's never going to be part of that group.
Well, I mean, they're only 9 games out of the wild card right now.
Yeah, but they're 8. I'm with you, but no joke. Like,
I mean, I'd rather hear him do his Adriana than you tell me why the Marlins are a wild card contender.
I would make. Listen, Mervis is 27 years old.
I take it back.
Mervis is 27, and you're not like, he is what he is probably at this point. Unfortunately.
Damn, man.
That's so. In other words, the beginning of the season, he surprised them. They didn't necessarily expect to get 7 ding-dongs and have someone, because he was hitting, what, 260, 270 at one point.
But that's the kind of player he is. He's going to hit a home run, or he's going to strike out. And that's what he turned into. And unfortunately, it was a lot more strikeouts than home runs. By the end. I want to hear the Christopher one more time.
No, please.
Is Sandy Alcantara ever going to win another game in the big leagues?
How? It is. Like,
he doesn't want to be traded. Good on him.
Spin zone. It legitimately hurts to watch him struggle like this, because we know how good he has been and can be. And I don't think anybody, of all the doom and gloom going into this season about what this team would look like, everybody at the very least was like, well, at least you know what you're going to get from Sandy Alcantara every 5 days. And at this point, we do know what we're going to get from Sandy Alcantara every 5 days, and it just hasn't been very good. Hopefully, and look, what's so frustrating is, like, the stuff is there, the velocity's there, the movement's there, but his location and his control is just not, and it's really killed him this year.
Yeah, he stinks. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, your accident attorney.
This is the guy who would never call for someone's job, by the way.
Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida, but hot. It's still in the 90s right now. Feels like temperature north of 90 degrees as well here in South Florida. That is your weather.
you should lose your job based on the Adriana impersonation. I mean,
literally, should,
it's so bad.
Is Adriana on the show with us right now?
I can't even tell you how bad that is.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What's a tasty cake?
What?
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nothing makes me happier than a little Christopher Cross approaching the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a weekend. I mean, feeling good, watching the Hurricanes and the Hattiesburg Regional opening round. By the way, we are giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium June 8th. If you want to enter, the code word today is TOUR, T-O-U-R. Text the word TOUR to 20357. That's 20357. You can get more info at WQAM.com. It's a text contest, so message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. It's a Live Nation show. Text the word TOUR to 20357. Josh Pell's been with us since 3, getting ready to let him go for the weekend. But I'm going to ask you another Panthers question before we get out of here, or at least you get out of here for the hour. And I asked this to Moeller yesterday. So the Panthers now, 3 straight trips to the Stanley Cup Finals. So can you pick one thing that you attribute it to? Is it an amalgamation of all of them? Because I gave Moeller the greatest assemblage of talent that South Florida hockey's ever seen. Stellar goaltending from Sergei Bobrovsky. Paul Maurice's style of play, which you have been a big proponent of.
Bill Zito taking big swings and hitting on all of them. Is there one thing that you say, here's why they're going to three Stanley Cup finals in a row?
I think it's all of that. It's hard to pinpoint one thing because they've gotten so many contributions from so many different guys, and there are so many different moving parts to this that end up becoming a team that is on the current run that they're on. You know, you mentioned the big swings that Bill Zito has taken. I think just as important as the big swings are the under-the-radar moves that he's made to fill out this roster. Evan Rodriguez, 3 years, $3 million or whatever he's making. It's not a lot. And he's someone who's played on all three of the top lines, scored a big goal for the Panthers in the clinching game against Carolina, had a great Stanley Cup final last year against Edmonton. You look at how they remade the fourth line, how they remade that bottom third pair again. I was worried about how they were going to do that after last year when Kevin Stenlund gets paid his money and Ryan Lomberg gets paid his money. Brandon Montour's gone and Ekman Larson's gone and all these guys. And what do? Bring in great fits for minimal money because that's all they have. And it just fits together so well. And the culture that they've built here is so good. And it's all of that. Like, you know, I saw somebody point this out, but, you know, I love the trajectory of Sam Bennett's career. He goes from the combine, his draft year, not being able to do a single pull-up, to being shuffled down to the fourth line in Calgary after he was a top five pick there, to getting traded here to Florida. They elevate his role. And now the guy who couldn't do a pull-up at the scouting combine, his draft year, is viewed upon as one of the best playoff performers in the league and someone who instills a lot of fear in the opponent, so much so to the point that there are people talking about him getting $9, $10 million if he leaves the Panthers after this season. Those reclamation projects that they've done here, phenomenal. And again, we talked earlier about how Alexander Barkov has been such a perfect leader for this room. He's been here over a decade. And that personality, whether you want to think there is one or not, at least publicly, it creates such a great fit for everybody to come in here and feel like they are part of it. And, you know, I've always been someone who kind of overlooked team chemistry, but there have been a lot of teams over the years in a lot of different places that have a lot of talent and don't win. And this Panther team, not only are they the most talented Florida Panthers team in the history of the club, they are also the best, and it's because all the personalities fit together.
And Paul Maurice, too, right? I mean, that's 100%. The perfect personality.
Pushes all the right buttons.
I've always said, you know, with the Heat Big Three, because we've seen super teams come together before, and they don't always thrive. In fact, I would say probably more often than not, they don't thrive. And I've always pointed out that Eric Spoelstra, in my opinion, was so perfectly suited for the Big Three when the Heat were here. You're essentially saying you could assemble this kind of talent, but if Paul Maurice isn't the head coach, and by the way, he wasn't at one point, they won the President's Trophy, but if he's not the head coach and they're not playing Paul Ball, maybe they're not going to three straight Stanley Cup finals.
I think that is very likely. Maybe they catch lightning in a bottle and they make a run there, but I think it's pretty clear that the way they were playing with Andrew Brunette, that style was not one that was going to lend them to getting far. I think we've seen that with a few teams in the postseason on both sides of the bracket. I know New Jersey was really hurt, but they played that same kind of run and gun style, the way that Washington plays, a hybrid style of that. Toronto, while they're talented and while they took the Panthers to a seventh game and they've kind of changed their game a little bit under Craig Berube, the style that you're watching the Panthers play, that's what wins. That's how the Lightning won. Colorado, I think, you know, when you have a player like Nathan MacKinnon or you have a guy like Connor McDavid, you can probably just kind of suit to their game, because Colorado wasn't exactly a heavy forechecking team. They were a rush team, and they ended up winning it all. But Connor McDavid and the Oilers, they're a rush team, but they're also heavy, and they can play the way the Panthers do. I mean, Paul Maurice, best thing that happened to this franchise besides Bill Zito, Will Wito.
Hawk, imagine if I would have told you, so after winning the President's Trophy, they're going to hit a full reset, trade their franchise leader in points, fire both coaches responsible for that season, and then hire a coach nobody thought could win a big game throughout his very long history as a president's as a hockey coach. They're going to end up being maybe the most dominant team in decades.
Yeah, it wouldn't have added up. Like, it wouldn't
have
added
up. They got laughed at for that hire.
It seemed stupid. I remember Rob Pizzola being on with us that day. Now, Pizzola is a lifelong hockey fan.
you know, has grown up in Toronto, and he's like, oh, retread. You guys just got someone who will never get you to the promised land. You know, that was the prevailing notion. And yeah, everything Solana just laid out there, like, that's the recipe. You never hit on all that. Never. Like, all that. Because that's not like, oh, we're going to make this tweak here. We're already really good. We're going to make this tweak. Like, we're getting a new coach, a new style of play. We're trading away the probably the most beloved guy on the roster in Jonathan Huberto. Like, yeah, they hit on everything.
You could count on one hand. I've said it before. Sorry, Solana, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's the Knicks trading Jalen Brunson this year.
Or the Mavericks trading Luka and then going on and winning a title. Like, it's just a trade that very rarely gets made, but certainly it's why the Luka trade was so. I mean, they went to the NBA Finals. You know, the Panthers won the President's Trophy. People don't make giant trades after that. It's why it's so shocking.
You could count on one hand the amount of moves that Bill Zito has made that haven't worked out since he's gotten here. And that's insane, because even the best of the best GMs don't hit at the rate that Bill Zito has. Well,
and he's not trying to hit singles either.
No.
Like, he's taking hacks.
But he can take hacks and hit home runs, and he can also move a guy over with a ground ball to the right side of the infield. Like, he's got that in his bag. I love the analogies. But also, though, like, we talk about all these moves. I'm not sure that they have this run if Sergei Bobrovsky doesn't turn his play around as well. Now, granted, they play a style that is a little more defensive minded, so it helped. They're better in front of him, but he still had a lot to clean up to live up to that contract.
He was a disappointment.
Yes,
he was 100%. A disappointment. I mean, people may not remember it, but because what number season is this for him with them?
I believe this is number 5 or 6.
Five.
Yeah.
First
five.
Two and a half seasons. We were like, wow, this guy's not worth that money.
Even in the President's Trophy year, remember how many comebacks they had? Down 4-1. There was one in New Jersey. I think they were down 6-2. Like, they were playing a lot of those types of games, high scoring with Sergei Bobrovsky and winning despite some poor performances from him. But
that was the shtick. That was the shtick on our show, Hawk. Remember? Oh, Bob's a net. Bet the over.
Yep.
Literally.
I think the over was up to 6.5 or 7.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, honestly, like, he was. And but they were always capable of coming back. Josh Pell, have a great weekend, Appel. We love having you on the show. You going to be anywhere this weekend? You doing any broadcasting coming up?
I've got 2 USL championship games on Saturday night. Jägermeister Cup.
Very exciting. There you go. Where can we watch you?
ESPN Plus, both games. It'll be Louisville City, Loudoun United at 6. And then a late one.
Say Louisville when you're doing the broadcast?
That's how you say it. Louisville.
Yeah. Hey, look, cutesy.
Louisville City. And then we got Monterey Bay and Orange County.
Louisville. Regardless.
Louisville.
Josh Appel, we love you. And we'll talk to you next week, of course.
Thank you. Solana, can I get it one more Christopher before I go?
Christopher!
Thank you.
I mean, Christopher! It's like nails on a chalkboard. And it has nothing to do with the Sopranos. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. I don't know what that is.
5 o'clock,
Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up.
Christopher!
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.